Mishnah and the Tesa and Aleph calls the Machlokas by Shammai about Sukkah Yeshana. The Machlokas that we've referred to already in our discussion of Sukkah's Gandalf. Mishnah says Sukkah Yeshana by Shammai Postlin Ubeisilil Machshirin. By Shammai say that a Sukkah Yeshana Psula, Beisilil says Koshim. Ezo is Sukkah Yeshana called Shasoa Kodim Lachag Shloshim Yom. If you make the Sukkah more than 30 days before the Yom Tif. But if you make it l'shem chag, even mitchilas hashana, even if it's more than 30 days before the yomtiv, it's still kosher. Says Rashi, sukkah yeshana k'dem mefarish ha'asah kodem l'chag shloshim yom v'lo pirish shehi l'shem chag. He didn't specify that you're making it l'shem sukkah, l'shem it's a sukkah. It's more than 30 days before. So to that, Beis Shammai say pasul, but still says kosher. My time of the Beis Shammai, I frag the Gemara. Beishamai says you need a sukkah asuy l'shem chag. You need lishma. That's what Rashi writes on the Mishnah. Beishamai postlin to both sukkah lishma. You need sukkah lishma just like in ksivas haget. You write a get, you have to write it lishma. L'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishin. You write a sefer Torah. You need to write the sefer Torah lishma. You might even need lishma in the preparation of the klaf, the ibud, the tanning of the. Of the klaf of the Sefer Torah might also require lishma, and there are other things that require lishma. So Sotu Beis Shammai claims that sukkah is no different; it needs lishma, kavana lishma, and the creation of the sukkah. Ubeisila hama boyle lechid Rav Sheshes, damar Rav Sheshes mishum Rabbi Akiva, menayin latzi sukkah shasur kol shiva, tamalamar chag sukkah shivas yamin lashem. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira omek shem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Beisilil says, I don't have the pasuk available to teach me that you need lishma by sukkah because I need it for a different drasha. I need it to teach me that atzei sukkah are asur and kol shiva. Chag asukos shivas yomim lashem is a connection, a comparison between chag and sukkah. So from that we learn, machag, machal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. That the chagiga, the shami chagiga, a korban of kotshim is also about no. There's an isser meila, an isser hanom in a kotshim. So just like there's an isser of nene in a kotshim, so too there's an isser of nene from atzei sukkah because there's a comparison between chagiga and sukkah. So Beis Hillel say, I don't have the pasuk available to teach me that you need lishma by sukkah because I'm using it for something else. So says the Gemara, Beis Shammai needs that too. Beis Shammai nami mi boile lahochi. Doesn't Beis Shammai need for that? In a chanami says the Gemara. Lamai tamay the Beis Shammai ksiv kroachina chag asukos tasa lachashivas yamim sukas asuy l'shem chag ve'inim. Beis Shammai talk has a different pasuk because they need the pasuk chag asukos shivas yamim l'ashem to teach me that there's an iser of atzei sukkah of hanor from atzei sukkah. So what's the pasuk that teaches me lishma chag asukos tasa lachashivas yamim asuka asuy l'shem chag. Beisilil says, no, that teaches me that you can make a sukkah b'chol shavuot, meaning you don't need a sukkah for shivas yamim. The sukkah doesn't have to be made for all shivas yamim. You can even make a sukkah in the middle of chol hamoed. Your sukkah is not going to be for 7 days. So chag sukkos tas l'cha shivas yamim teaches me that any one of the days is good. You can make a sukkah even in the middle of the yom tov. You don't need it for the whole 7 days. Beshamay svirlu kerebeleze damer ein osin sukkah b'chol shemoy. Beshamay happens to hold that you can't make a sukkah b'chol shemoy. The sukkah has to be for shiva yomim. So that's why Beshamay doesn't darshan the pasuk for that. They have the pasuk available to teach me that you need asir lishma by a sukkah. That's the basic imam. Beshamay and Beisilil have a disagreement here. They have a machloikis whether you need asir lishma by a sukkah. Beshamay says yes. They learn from a pasuk and Beisilil uses the pasuk for something else. Questions. Okay, so comes Rashi on the Mishnah, pedaling back. And Rashi describes the difference between making the sukkah before 30 days before Yom Tov or within 30 days. The sukkah Yeshana, Rashi says that you have a kavana lishma. If you have a kavana lishma, so then it's fine. But we're talking about a situation where you didn't have that kavana lishma. You weren't mefarish, then it's l'shem achak. Beshamai poslin, the bo sukkah lishma. Vizu stam nases. Sukkah was made stam. You weren't mefarish that you're doing it lishma. So therefore, Beis Shammai says that if it's made more than 30 days before Yom Tov, it's pasul. Ve'ilu toch shloshim lachag. But if you make it within 30 days of the Yom Tov, kevan the sholim hilchas lachag kodem lachag shloshim yom. since the rule is that you're allowed to ask Shilas the Yom Tov within 30 days of the Yom Tov, that's a din. That if you're in the Beis Medrash within 30 days of the Yom Tov, the Rebbe can't say that it's a kasha I don't want to deal with. I'm learning now Baba Kama, so you can't ask me about Sukkah. Sukkah is coming up from Mitzvah Shem, but it's not now. Right? So the halacha is not. If you're within 30 days of the Yom Tov, then you're allowed to ask the Shaila. The Rebbe can't say that it's not an inappropriate Shaila. That's what we do. So once we're talking about the Yom Tov, and it's mutter to ask the Shaila in the Beis Medrash, and there's a demand on the Rebbe to answer the Shaila, so it's already a Zman of Sukkot. It says, Rashi, Stam Ha'osa L'Shem Chag Hu Osa. Stam Ha'osa, someone who makes a Sukkah Stam, without a kavon l'shma, a beferish, an explicit kavon l'shma, he's making it l'shem chag. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, that's okay. That will be l'shma. But if it's before 30 days of the Yom, more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, I'll call them shloshim, stam alav l'chag. But more than 30 days before, stam is not l'chag. So therefore, Beis Shammai say it's possible. Because they hold, you need sukkah l'shma. So more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, stama is not l'shma. But within 30 days of the Yom Tov, stama is l'shma. Make a sukkah stam within 30 days, it's lishma. So therefore, even Beis Shammai would say that it's okay. If you have kavana lishma, even mitchilas hashana is good. Mamash have a kavana lishma. If you don't have the kavana lishma, so then we're only talking about stoma. So more than 30 days before the yom, the stoma is not lishma, but within 30 days, stoma is lishma. That's the chilak according to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ha'osa l'shem, stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu osa. Within 30 days, the stam ha'osa. It sounds like we don't know what he did. We're trying to surmise. We're trying to guess, to figure out what he did. Why can't we just ask him? What's this idea that Stam Ha'os, we have to rely on the fact that Stam Lishma is Soch Lamed. Toch Lamed, the Yom Tov, Stam Ha'os, he's doing it L'Shem Achag. Just ask him. So of course the Poshup Shad is, just like we talked about in Sukkah's Ganavah, that maybe the guy is not here. We have to figure out, was the Sukkah made L'Shem Achag, was not made L'Shem Achag. We're talking about that he's not here, so we're looking. Is it Mucha Milsa? Is it not Mucha Milsa? Similar to what we said before. But the emes is, there really is another explanation. We really can look more deeply into Rashi. That maybe the person Taka is here, but it's not going to help to ask him. We have to look at the Stam Kavana, at the Din of Stoma, the Soch Lamed, because maybe asking him is not going to be enough. Why is asking him not going to be enough? So there's a discussion in the Achronim. When a person has kavana lishma, how does he have that kavana? How is he having that kavana? How is it expressing itself? Does he have to actually be mefarish b'feh? Does he have to express it verbally? Or is it enough to have it in his head? To have a machshava lishma? Every time in the Torah that we see that you need lishma, what's it supposed to be? Do you have to express it verbally? Or is it enough to have it in your head? Rabbeinu Baruch, quoted in the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah, has a suffix about this very issue. This is in packet 32. Rav Rabbeinu Baruch zal nistapik im tzarech lahotzi besvasov shuma abdu l'shem Sefer Torah l'shem tefillin osagi b'machshava. The Rosh quotes to Rabbeinu Baruch as a suffix. We know that you need lishma by ibud ha'oros for the Sefer Torah when you tan the skins, the cloth of the Sefer Torah. So you have to be motzi b'fat. You have to be motzi b'svasav to say, I hereby am doing it l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah, l'shem mitzvah Sefer Torah. Right? When the ladies are kneading the dough for matzah, you have to say l'shem mitzvah matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah. L'shem, that's what they do. Right? They express it verbally, but they have to do that. Let's say they only have a kavana lishma in the heart. They have a machshava lishma, but they don't express it. Is that good enough? Rabbeinu Baruch has a suffolk. By Sefer Torah, by Tefillin, is it enough to have a machshava? Do you actually have to express it? All cases where you need lishma, the writing of stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and mezuzah, the writing of a get, is it enough to have a machshava, or do you actually have to express it b'feh? What's the suffix? So the Rosh explains, well, we have different halachas in the Torah. Sometimes you need dibur, and sometimes machshava is enough. L'moshel, pigul. What's pigul? Pigul is a halacha that if you're doing an avoda for kachim, let's say you're bringing a carbon shlom, you're bringing a carbon chatas, and you have kavana when you shech the carbon that you're going to eat it outside of its zman. Carbon chatas has to be nechal for a night and a day, you're not allowed to eat it after that time. A shlomim is nechal for 2 days. So let's say you have kavana when you shech the shlomim that you're gonna eat the shlomim after 4 days. Right, so if you eat it taka after its time, it's nosa. That's a different halacha. That you're not allowed to eat nosa. It becomes nosa and it's also to eat. But here I'm having kavana in the shchita itself. I'm thinking at the time of the shchita that I'm gonna be eating this carbon after its zman. Right, so chutz lizman, it was called pigel. So just having that machshava passels the carbon. You can't even eat it in its time now. The whole carbon becomes passel. That's a din of pigel. So do I have to express that befeh, or is it enough to have a machshava? So the halacha is that you need a dibur. By pigel, we assume that you need a dibur. That's a gemara in Zvachim, the Rosh quotes. So by pigel, the din is you need a dibur. By truma, when you mafresh shumas amayisra, it's chal even b'machshava. By shlichus yad, what's shlichus yad? Let's say a person is a shomer chinam. He's not getting paid. So he's chayav for pshia. If he's negligent, he has to pay. For gneva v'aveda, he's potter. If it gets stolen or lost, he's potter. For onsim, accidental damage. If it was a flood, a hurricane, accidental damage, totally beyond his control. Of course he's going to be potter for that. But if he shaleach yad b'pikadam, but if he uses the b'pikadam, then he becomes chayav for everything, even for onsim. He's a shomer chinam, but he's chayav for everything. We throw the book at him. That's a pasuk. What's the name of shlichus yad? It's taka machlokas b'shamay b'silo. But the Rosh quotes that we paskin that even if you're choshev to be shaleach yad b'pikadam, you're chayav. The pasuk says al kol dvar pesha, but the fact is, even though it says al kol dvar pesha, we assume that even if you have a machshava of shlichus yad, you're also going to be chayav. It's a mud nazach. In certain halachas, you need a dibur. In certain halachas, machshav is enough. For pigel, you need a dibur. For shlichus yad and for truma, machshav is enough. So comes the Rabbeinu Baruch and says, so what's the din by lishma? We have different paradigms, so what should we compare lishma to? Should we compare it to pigel that you need dibur? Or should we compare it to shlichus yad and to truma that machshav is enough? So he says it's a safek, he doesn't know. So he says, Tov, lahotzi b'sfasav, it's good when you do the ibud to be motzi b'sfasav, it's good to express it verbally because it's a safek, maybe kavan lishma really taka needs a dibur. He says it's better to express it with a dibur. That's a safek. Safek in the Rishonim, whether you have to express the kavan lishma b'feh. And there are other Rishonim that actually take stands on the issue. But this is the basic safek, yes.
Is this discussed by Sukkah or just by any time there's
this is not, he doesn't mention anything about sukkah. He's talking about ksivas get and ksivas stam, but lechora, if he's referring to kavana lishma, it should relate to sukkah as well. Yes?
Is it different though by Torah, because that's actually a mitzvah that he's doing at that second?
When?
When he's writing the Sefer Torah. It's been kind of a mitzvah.
Writing the Sefer Torah is the mitzvah itself. You're not just creating the chefetz. Okay, but he has a suffix about ksivas get too. Ksivas get clearly is only a chefetz for giving the get. Doing a mitzvah in the writing of the get, I don't think so. Right? Lechora, that also is only a hechsher, it's creating a chefza. So too, sukkah, even if there's no mitzvah in the building of the sukkah, which according to the Bavli, I don't think there's, it could be a Rishalmi that holds his mamash a mitzvah to make the sukkah. The Parshat Pshat is, it's not a mitzvah. It's just a hechsher. It might be written in the Torah, but it's still only a hechsher mitzvah. You're creating the chefza that you'll be yotzei the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah with when sukkah comes. But lechora, Rabbeinu Baruch Safek should apply to creation of the sukkah, right? Do you have to have kavana? Do you have to have a dibur of lishma? Is enough just to have the kavana lishma? So comes the Sfas Emes and says, you know what? I think we can be medayik from Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi takes a stand in sukkah. From where? Which Rashi? The very first Rashi, exactly. Rashi that we just read, because Rashi says Sukkah Yishana Shasa Kol Mechag Shloshim Yom V'lo Pirish Shehi L'Shem Chag. What's the key word? Pirish. Rashi says that you aren't Mefarish. You didn't explicitly express that it's L'Shem Chag. Talk to Sfas Emes. What does Rashi clearly imply? That when it comes to Lishma by Sukkah, you have to express it. It's not enough just to have a Machshav. You have to express it. So lechora, if that's the case, that you have to express it, then how do we understand this Rashi? The next Rashi says that if it's toch shloshim lachag, if you make the sukkah within 30 days of the Yom Tov, then even Beis Shammai agrees that it's okay. Why? Why is it okay? He says, there's Rashi, stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu osa. Stam ha'osa is enough. Stam is l'shma b'soch shloshim. Stam l'shma. The stoma is lishma. So bipshuto, stoma lishma means that minastam, the person has kavan lishma. Even if he didn't, right? He didn't do what, right? Even if he didn't express himself, stoma is lishma, right? Just one second, stoma is lishma. But if Rashi assumes that for kavan lishma you need a dibur, so then how can you say that stoma lishma? What kind of a halach is that? You need a dibur, you have to be mefarish. If the whole problem according to Bisham is that if you make a sukkah more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, and you're not mefarish l'shem chag, then you're missing l'shma. So then even within 30 days, if you didn't express yourself, you're missing l'shma. What does stam l'shma help me over here? What does stam l'shma help me for? If you need a dibur, and you're missing the dibur, so you can say stam l'shma for hein bis morgen, you still don't have a kavan l'shma. So how does that work? So the answer might be, why do you have to express yourself? Why do you have to express yourself? Rashi could hold that the reason why one has to express the kavan l'shma is not because it's a din, halach, that kavan l'shma needs a dibur. It's a din, exerts a kosev somehow, somewhere, that kavan l'shma needs a dibur. No, it's not exerts a kosev. It's that it doesn't matter how much the person is thinking l'shma. Maybe he doesn't have a gemira stas. Maybe he doesn't really have a kavan l'shma. Maybe dibur is only a shear in the seriousness of the machshava. That when he expresses it befer, that shows a level of seriousness that the machshava belev doesn't show. And maybe that's why you need a pirish. Maybe that's what Rashi has in mind. That the purpose of the pirish, the purpose of the dibur, is not because it's a din, that kavon l'shma needs a dibur. Why? That's the halacha. It's not a halacha, it's a svara. The svara is that the person doesn't have a gemiras das unless he expresses it befer. The expression is what gives that gemiras das. Without the expression, he doesn't take his own machshava seriously. He has a machshava, but is that a machshava gemura? Not necessarily. Maybe he doesn't have a gemiras das. So you need the dibur in order to make it into a gemiras das, to make it a machshava gemura. If that's the case, then we can understand Rashi, that if toch shloshim yom, stoma l'shma, so the pshat is, since normally people who build the sukkah toch shloshim yom are doing it l'shem chag, then even if he only has a machshava, it's a machshava gemura. We assume it's a machshava gemura. He doesn't have to express himself for us to feel that it's a machshava gemura. If it's more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, so then we don't know for sure that it's a machshava gemura unless he expresses himself. But within 30 days, then we can assume it's a machshava gemura even if he doesn't express himself. So that could explain the Rashi. That could explain the Rashi. That maybe the individual really, really is in front of us. It's not that he's not in front of us and we have to figure out what his machshava is. Did he have a kavan l'shma? Did he not have a kavan l'shma? Toch shloshim, before shloshim. No, maybe Itaka is in front of us. The problem is, if it's before shloshim yom, as long as he didn't express the l'shma, we don't know that he had a gemiras das. But toch shloshim yom, even if he didn't express himself, since stama l'shma, if he had a machshava, and we ask him, and he says, I had a machshava l'shma, then we treat that as a machshava gemur. We treat it as a machshava gemur, even without a dibur, because tol shloshim yom, the machshava is enough for us to consider that a gemur is das, a full machshava. Yes?
To what extent do we need gemur is das? It says, like, when I was little, I used to build my sukkah with my father, but I was a kachan, so I technically did not have das, like, in the sense, like, so A, was I allowed to build a sukkah with him?
No, so according to Beishamai, no. According to Beishamai, if you need lishma, kachan can't do lishma.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say you can't do lishma. If a gadol is omer al gabav and he tells the katan to do lishma, so then that might work, just like it works by gittin.
Right.
But if the katan is building the sukkah himself, which very often happens, right? I'm not talking about a 5-year-old, 11-year-old, a 12-year-old. Sometimes you have a 12-year-old that's pretty strong. You know, he can do the sukkah himself. His father comes home, he's so happy with the katan that he has. But the problem is, he's still a katan.
Right.
So it's not partial. Yeah. Second question.
And to what extent is this view of Rashi and Beishamai is it referring to the sense of the walls?
Schach,
everything.
Schach. Let's say schach. Well, we're gonna see.
I know,
it could be a machla. Who expresses an opinion about this topic? The Taz talks about it, but the Parshat Pshat is schach, right? That's taka what the Taz says. That Asiyah Lishma is only in the schach, not the funnest. So we'll talk about that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But I'm not there yet. Yeah.
Is Rebbe assuming that we actually Rashi doesn't say anything about actually following up? Like Rashi sounds like stam work.
Right. That's what leads me to the next chat, right? So you could suggest within Rashi that when we are following up, we're asking the guy. You actually have to ask the guy. So if he's not mefarish and it's tol shloshim, then asking him is not going to help. But if it's Tol Shloshim, so then if we do ask him, and he says, I had a machshava, so then we treat it as a machshava gemur, and that will work according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, you don't even need a machshava lishma, but according to Beis Shammai, you need the kavan lishma, but you really need that machshava. We have to ask him if he had a machshava. And Tol Shloshim, you also need a kavana lishma. It's just we can ask him if he had the kavana, and even without a pirush, right? Even without a dibur beferush, we can assume that that's a machshava gemur. This is one way to look at Rashi. The problem is Rashi doesn't seem to imply that we have to ask him any questions. There are no questions being asked over here. Tol Shloshim, right? Stam lishma, stam osa, l'shem achag who osa. So how does that work? If he's not in front of us, so why do we suddenly assume Stam Lishma? If normally you need a Dibur. See, Rashi got himself into trouble because he says that Kodem L'chag Shloshim Yom, more than 30 days before the Chag, if he wasn't Pirish L'shem L'chag, then that's going to be a problem according to Beis Shammai. So Rashi says you need Dibur. Problem is, once you need Dibur, so then why Tol Shloshim is any better? How's that going to work if he doesn't have Dibur? Comes the Maratz Chiyus in the back of the Gemara, and he suggests a different pshat. Very long the shibshat. It's not so clear from what he's saying, but if you look up the Gemara in Zvachim and the Maratz Chiyus quotes, you see he's saying a different pshat in Rashi. What does he say? Let's see the lashon of the Maratz Chiyus. The Tzvi Hirsch Chiyus. Chayus. What does the Maratz Chiyus say? Nichta betido, kavonas Rashi. That's a typo. It's Beis Amid Beis. Right? Maybe in your new Gemara it says Beis Amid Beis. In my old Gemara it says Gimel. It says Gimel by YouTube. Okay. Okay. Kemod Armin and Pak Dizvachim Beis Amid Beis. Gabay Zvachim Stomakoshim Mishim the Stomalishmakoi. Hachanami Shloshim Yom Ksheira Asuka Kevin the Sholem Bilchas Chag Shloshim Yom Omedes Bistam Lashem Mitzvah. Kevin the Sholim called him Lachag Shloshim Yom, Omedes Bistam L'Shem Mitzvah. The Sukkah is Omedes L'Shem Mitzvah Bistam. What's the Maratz Chiyus saying? So, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, at the very beginning of Zvachim. The Gemara is a stira, that on the one hand, when it comes to Kodshim, the halacha is that even if the Kohen who's doing the Shechita, let's say, even if he's not mechavin l'shem the carbon, not mechavin l'shem shlomi, right? He just shechs the carbon stop. He doesn't have a kavan. He doesn't have a kavana shalol lishma. He doesn't have a negative kavana. Kavana shalol lishma is a machshava poselis. That would be a problem. But let's say he doesn't have a kavana lishma. He said kolos vachem shenizbechu shalol lishman, just stoma, right? It's stoma, not shalol lishma. That's a machshava shalol lishma, but just stoma. The halacha is that if you shech the carbon stoma, then it's olu lebailim l'shem chova. Then it counts. The Bailim have to bring a carbon shlamim, a carbon ola. So it's ola lebailim l'shem chova, as long as you shecht it stoma. You're not shechting it shalol lishma. So the Gemara says stira that the Mishnah in Kolaget says, Kolaget shenichto shalol shem isha pasul. Ustama nami pasul. The halacha is that stam get is also partial. It has to be l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishin. You have to have a kavon, a positive kavon l'shem. L'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishin. You can't have stama. So why, when it comes to kachim, do we say that if you shecht it even stama, then it's olu l'baylam l'shem chova, and yet by get stama doesn't work? So says the Gemara in Zvachim, there's a very big difference. Zvachim b'stam l'shmon omdin, isha b'stama lav l'gerishin omedes. The difference is that Zvachim stam are omed l'shem kodshim, but a woman is not omedes l'shem gerishin. We don't say that a woman that her status is that she's omed l'gerishin. What does that mean? Tosus fills you in. Even if the husband and wife are not happy together, so you would say, well, you know, she's closer to the process of gerishin. It doesn't matter. Min astam, she's not omed l'gerishin, so therefore you need a kavana l'shma. But kachim are omed l'shem kachim. So therefore, even if you don't have an express kavana l'shma, it's still kasha. Right? The zvachim are omed l'shem hakarban, but the ish is lav legerish and kaima. She's not omed legerish. So therefore, stum is not going to be enough. You actually have to have a kavana l'shem. That's the difference. The Tosfos here connects to Mila. He says, based on this yisod that the Gemara has, that if something's omed lekach, if the person or the cheftz is omed for a particular status, a particular destiny, so then you don't need an actual kavana l'shma, but stam is enough. So based on that, we can answer, says Tosfos, a kasha that many ask, that when it comes to a goy doing different things, is a chiluk. We find that akuma daita denafshika avid, that a goy is possible for ksivas haget, and yet for Mila, we find that a goy is kosher, according to certain tanan. It's a big machlokas, the Gemara of Arizara is a machlokas. Some claim that a goy is taka possible to do Mila. It says himol yimol, so the darshan hamol yimol, the person who is gemalt himself can do a bris Mila. But someone who's not gemal, someone who doesn't have a bris milah, can't do a bris milah. He's mamish posel. A guy doesn't have a bris milah. Even if he circumcises himself, that doesn't have a shame bris milah. So according to some deis in the Tanoim, a guy is posel for milah. The ato is brisi sishmar. A person is bechal the bris can do the bris milah. So a guy is not bechal the bris, so he's posel to do the bris milah. Some Tanoim actually say that a guy is posel to do a bris milah. Lechatchila, we don't allow a guy to do a bris milah. We prefer that a Yisrael should do it. But the other, though, we pass him like those days in the Tanoim that say that a guy is kosher to do the bris milah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah has a line, v'chimatzinu mila lishma, do we find that you need lishma by mila? There's no din of lishma by mila, so therefore the guy should be okay. So according to that sheet, the guy is okay, but there are other days in Tanoim that say no. V'atas b'si sishmar, himol yimol, hamol yimol. There are different psukim that tell me that the guy is possible to do the bris milah. So it's a big machlokas Tanoim. L'chadchilu we pass that the guy should not do a bris milah, but the other we can rely on those sheetahs that say that he's able to do a bris milah. Yeah.
That's because the bris milah, what
that we don't darshan like those psukim, that the guy should be possible. Aye, but you need lishma by milah. It says those is as follows. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah distinguishes between a goy as opposed to a kusi. So what's the chilek? So it says Tosfos mentioned the kusi miskaven l'shem hargrizim. Basam nami be'inan l'shma. There is a line in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah from the pasuk l'Hashem himol. It sounds like you do need l'shma, but nevertheless we're machalik between goy as opposed to kusi. That kusi is bad. Kusi can't do the bris milah, but the goy can. Why? It says Tosfos. I'll tell you why. Because the kusi is mal l'shem hargrizim. The kusi is ma l'shem avodah zara. That's a negative kavana. If you have a negative kavana, obviously that's going to pass on. But the guy doesn't have a negative kavana. The guy just has no kavana. Stam. He just does it stam. So if he does it stam, by gerishin, that's going to be a problem. Akamadaita denafshika of it, he's just doing it stam. So since isha lav l'gerishin kaima, she's not omedes l'shem gerishin, stam is not going to be good enough. You need an actual kavana l'shma. But by bris milah, says Tosfos, stoma is omeid for the bris milah. The stam, the tinok min astam is omeid l'mitzvah smilah. So if the goy does the bris milah b'stam, then that's okay. There's no din of lishma that you need an active kavana lishma. V'chimatzinu milah lishma b'torah, that means do you need a kavana lishma, an active kavana lishma? No, stoma is enough by milah. Negative kavana. That would be a problem. So the kusi has negative kavana, l'shem avodah zara. So his bris milah is not going to work. But the guy can't do the bris milah according to that day in Tanoim, because he has a kavana b'stam. And milah is stam l'shma kaima kamo zvachim. Milah is the same as zvachim. That the behema is omed l'shem akarban min astam. Someone who shechts a karban min astam, it's omed l'shem akarban. So therefore, even if he has stoma, He doesn't have an active kavana. Just he does it stoma without any kavana. That's okay. Stoma lishma by kodshim. It says Tosfos by mila also stoma is lishma. As opposed to gerishin, since ish is lav l'gerishin kaima, we don't say a stoma lishma. So by gerishin, you need an actual kavana lishma as opposed to mila and kodshim where stoma is enough. What does this mean, stoma lishma? The guy has no kavana. He's shechting a carbon. He just shechts the carbon. He has no kavana at all. So how does stoma lishma work? Min astam is mechaven lishma. That's not what the Gemara in Zvachim is saying. He's not having kavan lishma. He's not having any kavan. He just doesn't stam. And somehow, hocus pocus, it works. Mila. The guy is doing a bris mila. He doesn't have any kavan. He just doesn't stam. And min astam, it works. What's it? Comes the Maratzias and he says, what do you see from the Gemara in Zvachim? What you see is that stam lishma doesn't mean that min hastam we assume that he had a machshav lishma. That's not what it means. Because if that's the case, it's not going to help you by a goy. Right? If Akama died at the Nashik HaAved, the goy always does his own thing. He doesn't listen to the Yisrael who's telling him to have kavan lishma. So if stam lishma means that the goy min hastam has a kavan lishma, it's not going to work. That the osim min hastam has a kavan. Even if he, you know, even if he doesn't, even if we don't know for sure what his kavan is, min hastam he has that kavan. By a guy, we assume he never has a kavan lishma. So how is minastam going to work by a guy? By kodshim, a person is just shechting the carbon and he doesn't have any kavan, stam lishma. What kind of a strange idea is that? Stam lishma, where's the kavan lishma? He tells you, I didn't have any kavan, I just did it. I just shechted the carbon. So we say, oh, it's kosher. Stam lishma, it counts. It counts for the vav. How does that work? The answer must be that what stam lishma means is not that we assume that minastam he had a kavan lishma, but rather sometimes a person or a cheftza is omed for a certain destiny. The chevetz mitzad atzmo is always done lishma. The chevetz is omed for something. The korban, the behemoth's kodshim is omed for its destiny to be a korban. So if the chevetz by itself is omed to be a korban, then you don't need a kavana lishma mitzad gan. If something is parv, it's not omed for a certain destiny, so then you need a kavana lishma. If Isha lav legerishin kaima, she's not omedes for gerishin, so then without a kavana lishma, this get is not omed for the gerishin. The only way it's omed for the gerishin is if I have kavana lishma for this Isha, for her husband, for l'shem gerishin. Without that, it's not omed legerishin. A korban mitzad atzmo is omed for kochin. It's omed for its destiny to be a korban. So then even if someone shechted stam, it is lishma. That's what stam lishma means. Not that minastam, you assume he had a kavan lishma. No, minastam lishma is chal in the chefza, even without a kavan lishma. Not that minastam, we assume he had the kavan lishma. Minastam, the din lishma is chal in the chefza, even without a kavan. That's what stam lishma means. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim is mamish saying. The person doesn't have any kavan in kodshim. The korban, the behema is omed mitzad atzmo, it's omed to be a korban. So that din lishma is chal in the chefza even without a machshava. Mila, the tinok mitzad atzmo is omed for the bris mila. So if the goy does the maisa mila minastam without any kavana, it's chal. The din lishma, even if you say mila needs lishma, the din lishma is chal in the bris, even without a kavana lishma. Says the Maariv Tzchias, that could be what Rashi over here by us is saying as well. Yes, it's true that perhaps Rashi holds that for the kavana lishma of Sukkah Yeshana you do need dibur. That's why he says in the first Rashi that kodem l'chag shloshim yom, if it's more than 30 days in lo piresh, then there's no kavana lishma. Even if he was choshev lishma, it doesn't matter. Maybe for kavana lishma you actually need a dibur. So if he wasn't mefash, if he didn't express it, it's not a lishma. Since stoma is not lishma more than 30 days before the yom tif, so then there was no lishma chal in this sukkah because he has to be mefarish for the din lishma to be chal. What Rashi is saying is that toch shloshim yom, the reason why Beis Shammai holds that it works is not because min hastam we think that he was mechavin lishma. We ask him and he says I was mechavin lishma, but I just didn't express it. No, it's that toch shloshim yom, since stoma lishma and sholem adarshim behilchas achag kol machak shloshim yom. So it's a zman of sukkis. So stam lishma, a binyan min hastam, a binyan of defonis and schach min hastam is l'shem sukkah. It's omed lekach mitzad atzmo. So then the din lishma can be chal in this sukkah without a kavan lishma. It's not that min hastam we assume he's mechav lishma. It's that the din lishma can be chal in the sukkah without a kavan lishma. Just like kodshim, just like mila. Right, if the chevetz is omed lekach mitzad atzmo, so then the din lishma can be chal in the chevetz even without a kavan lishma. That's why Rashi can hold that even if you need dibur normally to create the kavan lishma, but if stam lishma, the pshat is the lishma is chal without a dibur, without a machshav, it's chal memela because it's chal in the chevetz itself since stam lishma. Yes.
Because the other items are always chal to those things. I guess maybe a carbon could time out if it's too old, but. The carbon's always dedicated. I'm not.
That's the special time of Kodem Lachag Shloshim Yom. That's exactly the point.
So it
changes everything.
It makes it that now the binyan and the schach is now only to be a sukkah one beforehand that wasn't.
Right. Because this is a zman of sukkahs.
I don't understand how the machshavah could be
The machshava is not inherent in Yavam. The din lishma, it's not kavan lishma, the din lishma, that this is miyucha, that this is omed lakach. Lishma means this chafza is omed for the mitzvah sukkah. That status, that it's omed lakach, can be chal mitzad atzma without a machshava. Normally it needs a machshava for the status to be chal on the chafza, but in certain circumstances, if you assume stoma lishma, that status can be chal without a machshava. It's chal in the chafza mitzad atzma. For different reasons, given the context. You can't wrap your head around it because it's nothing to do with your head. It's not machshava. It's chal in the cheft. Yeah.
If I saw like a knife in a shechita house,
yeah,
like I could assume that knife is meant for shechita.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know.
That,
I hope
is
so.
That like, is that like if I see an object. Based on
a knife can be used for many different purposes, so you can't say that there's a first of all, shechita does not necessarily need lishma. You're saying kachim, shechita's kachim.
But I assume by a certain object that it's meant for something.
Okay.
Based on time,
like
that, like I can assume by a writ, I can assume that by a file.
Take a get, right? A get is written. It's written with the name of the woman, the name of the man. But it's not l'shem gerish unless you have kavan l'shem, because who says that it'll be used by this man and this woman? It could be another man and woman that'll come in the future. It's not miyuchad for them, but the kavan l'shem makes it miyuchad. But there are some chafotzin that are omed l'kach. That's what stam l'shem might mean. Yeah. There's another hint. Okay. This is the first point. Rashi. What is kavan l'shem coming to accomplish over here? And what does stam lishma change? Does stam lishma just tell me that now that I ask him, and he tells me I had a machshav lishma, so now we can say it's in miras das? So no, stam lishma means that the shame sukkah can be chal in the chefza tok shloshim yom even without a kavan lishma, because it automatically is chal in the chefza. Okay. What does this halacha of Sukkah Yishana relate to? He said there's a machlokes b'sham b'filel whether you need lishma in Sukkah. So what does it relate to? So that's the Taz that someone mentioned earlier. The Taz limits this halacha. This is the second segment of the Maran HaKomos in Parak HaPirut. Taz says he thinks the halacha only relates to defunis, to schach. Sivkot Nalef, Simin Torfresh Lamed Vav, Sivkot Nalef, Sukkah Yishana, Perish Haschach Hayosha, not Haschach Hayoshein. We're not talking about sleeping Schach. Sukkah Yishana, not Sukkah Yishana. Sukkah Yishana, sleepy Sukkah. Okay. It's a mitzvah to sleep in the Sukkah, but the Sukkah itself is not sleeping. Sukkah Yishana, Perish Haschach Hayoshon, the old Schach. It's not within 30 days. Avo B'defonos, less Slon Bo L'Kuliyama. But in Defonos, everyone holds it, you don't need Lishma. Not only Beis Hillel, even Beis Shammai holds you don't need lishma in the funnis, only in tzchach. That's the shita of the Taz. Fascinating, right? So he takes the sukkah and he splits it into two. A chilek between tzchach and the funnis. That tzchach has to be lishma, but the funnis don't have to be lishma. Comes the Sfas Emes, and he asks a blistering kasha on the Taz. He says, how can the Taz be mechalek? Taz says, l'kulayam, everyone says that the funnis don't have to be lishma. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Seems like everyone should say this. All the Rishonim should say it as well, but says this Sfas Emes, is doch not true. It should be dependent on a Machlokes Rishon. Which Machlokes Rishon? Our favorite Machlokes Rishon. Opening day. The Rosh and the Rambam. The next Chelek of the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshes B'Shem Rabbi Akiva, Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva. Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva, that we know the Sukkah, the Atzei Sukkah are also B'Hanoi. Not that I derive any benefit from them. So comes the Rosh and he says, I think that that's only relating to the Atzei Schach. The Atzei Schach are a certain kosher, but the Atzei Defonos are mutabana. And the Rambam disagrees. He says it not only relates to the Schach, but even to the Defonos as well. So says the Sfas Emes, the Chora, according to the Rambam, if you assume that the Isra Ano of Atzei Sukkah, a certain kosher, relates even to the Defonos, then the din of Asiyah Lishma should also relate to the Defonos. How can the Taz say that everyone agrees that you don't need lishma by the defunis? The chorek should depend on the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. Stoch pili ploy in fact the Sfas Emes. What's the Sfas Emes assuming? So the chora, the kasha of the Sfas Emes is built on the svarist, right, the lumdus that we quoted on the first day of Shia. The Rav wanted to suggest that the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, is what is the ikka cheftza shel sukkah. The Rosh holds that the ikka cheftza shel sukkah is the schach. Just like Rashi on that base of Aleph, that sukkah al shema schach kruya. Sukkah is called the sukkah because of the schach. So if the schach is the ikker, that's the ikker chetza shel sukkah. So then the iser, the din of atzi sukkah, asur and kol shiva should apply only to the schach, because stoma the iser only applies to the ikker chetza shel sukkah. The Rambam, on the other hand, must assume that the ikker chetza shel sukkah includes the defanas too, not just the schach, but the defanas also. And that's why the Rambam holds that the iser of atzi sukkah, asur and kol shiva applies even to the defanas. So the chara, the svasemis's kasha, is that the halach of kavana lishma should apply to the ikka chefza shel sukkah. What's the lishma doing over here? You're having lishma in the creation of the chefza shel mitzvah. Creation of the chefza shel mitzvah. So whatever the chefza shel sukkah is, that's what you should need kavana lishma for. So bipshuto, we should compare the din of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva to the din of kavana lishma. Whatever chelek of the sukkah is subject to the halacha of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva should also be subject to the din of kavana lishma. So it should go hand in hand. If the defanas are part of the chefza shel sukkah for atzei sukkah asur kol shiva, then they should be part of the chefza shel sukkah for the din of kavana lishma. So that's why the Sfas Emes was troubled with the Taz. And how can you be mechalek and say that there's no din of kavana lishma by the defanas? And everyone agrees it's not true. The Rambam should say that kavan lishma should apply to the defanas because he assumes atzei sukkah asur kol shiva applies to the defanas also, and mitla talia zebazah. They both should depend. Both halachas should depend on what is the chefza shel sukkah. If the Rambam holds that the defanas are part of the chefza shel sukkah, like the Rav suggested, so then the rule of kavan lishma should apply to the defanas as well. Shver on the taz. That's this first time. This is kash. What's the answer, Zach? Reb Chaim, you're talking like a lambda. Reb Chaim wanted to suggest against the Rav. The Reb Chaim didn't, whatever. Reb Chaim came before. Right? The Rav knew the Reb Chaim. Come on, he knew the Reb Chaim Bal Peh. He knew the Reb Chaim in Sefer. But somehow the Rav felt more strongly that maybe the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam should be what the Ikka Chefza Shel Sukkah is. Reb Chaim don't disagree. Reb Chaim writes in the Sefer that everyone holds that the Ikka Chefza Shel Sukkah only includes Schach. What's his Raya? What's Reb Chaim's Ikar Raya? What? Mishnayis. Which Mishnayis? The fact that first of all Schach is limited. Schach has to be made only out of Gidul Karka and Darshan Makabel Tumah. What else? Tasev Alomina Asi. Reb Chaim didn't quote that Raya. That's our Raya. What's the Raya? We just had it on Zion of the Day. Right? Silasa Ruba Mechamasa. I'm sorry. Chamsa Ruba Silasa Machmas Defonis. Is that going to pass? So we paskin, like the Chachamim de Reb Yoshia, that it doesn't paskin. But we only look at the schach for a tzilas and ruv mechamsa. So Zab de Reb Chaim, you see that the schach is deka sukkah, the defanas are not deka sukkah. That's why the shir, tzilas and ruv mechamsa, only applies by schach and not by defanas. So many different rais. The Rav will work with all the rais. The Rav must have had an answer to these rais. We didn't discuss the details. Yaakov Shrai was hacking and the Chazar Chaburas. Yeah, the first Chazar Chabur, right? I think it's online, yeah. So we were hacking back and forth what the answers would be, but I'm sure the Rav had answers. The Rav was a gong. I'm sure he had answers to the kash. Reb Chaim, though, felt that the rayas were compelling. They proved that the Ikka Chefza Shel Sukkah is really the schach, not the defonis. So how do you explain the Rambam? So Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds that atzei sukkah asur kol shiva applies even to the defonis, because no one debates the fact that you need defonis for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Without the funnis, you don't have a sukkah for the mitzvah. The ikka chefza shel sukkah Hashem aschach kruya. Maybe everyone agrees to that. Everyone agrees to the Rashi. Even the Rambam agrees to the Rashi that the ikka chefza shel sukkah is the schach. But the Rambam just holds that since you need the funnis for the kiyum mitzvah yeshiva sukkah and the gavras mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, so the funnis are part of that mitzvah. So the isra ana applies even to the funnis as well. And that's how he says it. Right, that the defanas are also omed lemitzvah sukkah, they're also designated for the mitzvah sukkah. So the din of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva should apply to the defanas as well, because that's not a function of the chefza shel sukkah, that's a function of whatever is necessary for the mitzvah sukkah. Josh.
Doesn't seem like according to this part of Reb Chaim, though, that still within the Rambam, you should
Why? Because if kavanah lishma is a function of the chefza shel sukkah, so maybe kavanah lishma is only necessary in the ikar chefza shel sukkah. Maybe. I'm not saying it's muchach. What you're suggesting is very good. You're saying maybe kavanah lishma is a function of the mitzvah.
Well, then that's, in terms of like, you need the walls. Our pshat that time was like, you still need the walls.
You need the walls for the mitzvah.
Right,
so I'm just suggesting that if you take Reb Chaim's shita, then there's room to give an answer. Without Reb Chaim, if you take the Rav's approach, then it's really a difficult kash. If you take Reb Chaim, then there's a mokum. It's not muchrich to say like this, as you're pointing out. You could still say that kavan lishma is a function of the mitzvah. So since you need the funds for the mitzvah, so then they are subject to the din of kavan lishma according to the Rambam. Right, you could say that. You could still have a kasha. But it's not muchrich. You could say that there's a split. That maybe kavan lishma is a function of the chefza shel mitzvah, chefza shel sukkah, not of whatever is necessary for the mitzvah.
Just based on the second answer for Rashi,
No. This is a different issue. Different issue. We're not talking about stam lishma over here. We're saying that maybe kavan lishma is a function of the chefza shel sukkah, and perhaps even the Rambam agrees that the chefza shel sukkah is limited to the schach, but he just holds that the Isser of Asei Sukkah, Asser and Kol Shiva, applies to the Defanos because they're necessary for the mitzvah. But if the Ikka Chetzah Shel Sukkah is limited to the Sukkah, so then maybe Kavan Lishma only applies to the Sukkah. The Emes de Taz really says something similar. He doesn't quite say Reb Chaim, he says something a little bit different. And we'll get to this in greater detail when we talk about that Sukkah of Asei Sukkah, Asser and Kol Shiva. We have to, there's a whole Sukkah coming up after we finish the Sukkah of Sukkah Yishan. But the Taz has a line related to Tosfos Menayim. We're going to get to this Tosfos in greater detail. But just a snippet from the Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezeira learns the din of Atzei Sukkah, Asur Kol Shiva from a pasuk. It's a din d'oraisa. The Tosfos says, is that really a din d'oraisa? Atzei Sukkah, Asur Kol Shiva is a din d'oraisa? Isn't it just a din d'rabbanan of muktza? Huktza l'mitzvasa? Muktza means that something that was designated for a mitzvah, even if now it's not omid for the mitzvah anymore. Let's say the sukkah fell down, so it's not omid the mitzvah so anymore. So muktza means that once it was omid the mitzvah so at one point in time, or better, it was omid the mitzvah so ben ashmoshes of Yom Tov, Rishon, ben ashmoshes of the first day, it's huktza the mitzvah, so it's designated for that mitzvah, and even if it's not omid the mitzvah so at some point in time later in the Yom Tov, huktza the mitzvah so tells me, mid rabbanan, it's still awesome. That's what muktza means. Muktza means it's already, there's a haktsah midas, there's a designation. It's set aside. So once the Atzei Sukkah are set aside for the mitzvah, they're omid l'mitzvah, so huktza l'mitzvah tells me that they're set aside, and even if it's they're not omid l'mitzvah because the sukkah fell down and it's, you know, can't use it for the mitzvah anymore, right? It's huktza l'mitzvah, and there's an isad rabban. You're not allowed to be neder from the Atzei Sukkah. So frakt Tosfos, what is it? Is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? From our Gemara, it sounds like Atzei Sukkah, Asur Kol Shiva is a din d'oraisa. From the Gemara elsewhere, Gemara in Shabbos, it sounds like it's a din of muktza, which is a din d'rabbanan. Huktza l'mitzvasa, muktza machmas mitzvah, Reb Shimon. We'll get to it. Muktza machmas mitzvah. So what is it? Is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanan? That's the kash of Tosfos. And Tosfos has two answers. We'll discuss it. But says the Taz, I have a very simple answer. He says, I think the Rambam was bothered with Tosfos' kasha too. And he had a different answer, not like Tosfos. The Rambam was bothered with this kasha. So he says, you know what? You need both. Beit Zach, both. So I didn't. The Rambam was the first brisket. Sort of. Right? The Rambam says, there are two halachas here. There's a din d'oraisa and a din d'rabbanan. For the schach, there's a din d'oraisa. Min haTorah, the schach is asur b'anya. But the din d'oraisa doesn't apply to the defunus. The din d'oraisa applies to the schach, that's the ikar sukkah, but it doesn't apply to the defunus. But the din d'rabbanan of huktza l'mitzvah so can apply even to the defunus. So the Rambam was bothered with the kash of Tosfos that how can you say atzei sukkah asur kol shiva is a din d'oraisa? I read from the Gemara's elsewhere, the Gemara in Shabbos, it sounds like it's only din d'rabbanan. So the Rambam is mechalik and says one talks about the schach, the other talks about the defunus. So according to the Taz, there is a mokum to give the answer that we suggested. The Taz l'shitosom. Again, the Taz says that there's this chilik between schach and defunus in two halachas. regarding the din of Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva, the din daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asurin doesn't apply to the defunas. Only the din derabanan Huktzul Mitzvah applies. Now that's not Reb Chaim. I know we used Huktzul Mitzvah, the phrase Huktzul Mitzvah, so on day one, but I misspoke a little bit. It's not Huktzul Mitzvah. So Huktzul Mitzvah is the din derabanan. Reb Chaim is really saying it's Omei L'mitzvasa. It's Omei L'mitzvasa mamish right now. I'm going to use it for its mitzvah. It's Omei for its mitzvah. Huktzul L'mitzvasa means that even if something is not Omei L'mitzvasa now, because it fell down, it's not Omei L'mitzvasa, you're not going to use it for the mitzvah. Let's say it's Shabbos or Yom Tov and the sukkah fell down. I can't rebuild the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But I still can't use the Eitzim because they're Huktzul L'mitzvasa. They're also about not. Anyway, that's a din derabbanan. Right? Reb Chaim is saying that the Isser of Atzei Sukkah can apply even to the defunas because they're only l'mitzvasim. That even if the Ikka Chepsa Shal Sukkah includes only Schach, but the defunas, since they're only l'mitzvasim, their designation, their destiny to be part of the mitzvah makes them asur b'hanah. That's the Reb Chaim. The Taz is going further. He's saying no. The din that the funas are asur b'hanah, that's a din. The rabbanon of huktzul mitzvah. That's even less. But the similarity between Reb Chaim and the Taz, that both are saying that the din of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva of schach and the funas are different. They're different. It's not because the schach is part of the chepsa shel sukkah. That Reb Chaim and the Taz both seem to be agreeing on. So in line with the Taz, you can say that the Taz l'shitasa, the reason why the Taz says that Sukkah Yeshana, according to Beishamai, only relates to the Schach, that you need Kavan L'shma only in the Schach, not in the Defonis, that's because the Defonis Tach are not part of the Ikka Chetzah Shal Sukkah. Aye, but Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva applies according to the Rambam even in Defonis. The Taz will say that's a Din Rabbanan and Huktzul Mitzvah has nothing to do with the Ikka Din Daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva. So because Defonis are different than the Schach, they're not part of the Ikka Chetzah Shal Sukkah, so therefore the rule of Kavan L'shma will not apply to the Defonis, it'll only apply to the Schach. Right, he's saying it's all the same, right? So that prompted Reb Chaim to say that it's all deraisa, right? The Taz somehow assumes that the Rambam, even though he doesn't introduce another klal, he only quotes the pasuk, and it sounds like everything is falling under the rubric of the pasuk. It's lav dafka. It's not really what the Rambam meant. It's a creative reading of the Rambam. I'll submit to you. It is a creative reading of the Rambam. But that could explain the Taz. That could explain the chilik in the Taz in Kavan Lishma between the funas as opposed to Schach. Misha.
Is the Taz saying at the end that there is no Machlokes, but that the Rosh was asking on the Rambam, assuming that he's saying they're both Doraisas?
He's saying that the Rosh misunderstood the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right, I mean that's the way the Taz answers. Right? The Rosh didn't think he misunderstood the Rambam, but the Taz is saying, I have an answer for the Rambam, so there's no kasha.
So the Rosh would also say there.
Meaning, according to the Taz, the Rosh and the Rambam are not disagreeing. They're both saying that the Isser, the Reis of Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva, is limited to the Schach. But the Rambam is Mechai Shanu, Din Huktzul L'mitzvah, so that's a Din Derabbanan, and that applies to the Nifanis.
But the Rosh would agree with that.
The Rosh didn't say that. Right? It's. To put the Taz's pshat within the Rosh, it's hard to believe. The Rosh Lachara, the Rosh and the Taz are disagreeing how to understand the Rambam, but the Taz is just saying the Rosh is kash on the Rambam, doesn't exist.
Isn't any part of this the Gemara
He's saying, how could the Rosh disagree with that?
Yeah.
How could the Rosh disagree with
that? Mainly he agrees with the. He just didn't understand the Rambam, but really he would agree with the Rambam if he understood that he's saying the Rambam.
Right, unless you say Huktzul L'mitzvah only applies to the Ikka Chetzah Shel Sukkah.
It's just such a stretch in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam makes, not only does the Rambam not make chilek, the Rambam says the funas first and then stuff. It says it's not even like the Rambam was like separating them all. Classical Shiva with the funas and then stuff.
Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva Kol Shmonis Yimei Chag Bein Atzei Defunas Bein Atzei Schach. Whoa, Michael, that's a good diuk in Rambam. Wow, he mentions Defunas first. Very difficult. Yeah. And Taz is a creative shot. It's definitely creative. I don't know. Good kash. It's a good kash. Okay. go fight. So far it seems as though we have a machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel. Shammai Beis Hillel about Sukkah Yishon, whether you need kavan lishma or not. Beis Hillel seems to say you don't need kavan lishma at all. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Sukkah Yishon is kshera according to Beis Hillel. Comes Tosfos and throws a monkey wrench into the whole sukkah. Sukkah Yishon Beis Hillel machshirin b'Yerushalmi toni tzorich lechadesh bodover. You like chiddush? Yerushalmi says you need chidushim in sukkah, not just to be mechadish chidush Torah, but according to Beis Hillel, if you have a sukkah yeshana, you have an old sukkah, you got to be mechadish badover. Mechadish badover. What does mechadish badover mean? Chavraya armin tefach, Rabbi Yossi amar kol shehu, umanda amar kol shehu, ubelvar shetayal pnei kula. Yerushalmi says that even Beis Hillel holds, if you have a sukkah yeshana, you're not out of hot water. You can't just assume, well, since I don't need lishma, so there's no problem. No, even Beis Hillel agrees that tzarech lechadesh badover. They're not as extreme as Beis Shammai, who claim that if you don't make the sukkah lishma, then the sukkah's psula. Beis Hillel would say, no, you don't need that the sukkah should be made completely lishma. But yet, tzarech lechadesh badover, you need a little bit. The Parsha Pshat is Beis Hillel holds you need a little bit of lishma. You need miktsas lishma. We'll see, it's not the only pshat within Beis Hillel, but that's one working pshat. Some of the Rishonim learn like that. The Beis Hillel claims you don't need the entire sukkah to be lishma. That's Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel admits that you need miktsas lishma. So Arch Lachanish Badov, you have to move the schach up and down. You have to place the schach. You have to have a hanochas haschach and a siya lishma in miktsas hasukkah. What does miktsas hasukkah means? Yerushalmi quotes 2 days. One day is tefach. And the other day is mashu al pnei kula. Tefach means tefach al tefach. You have a tefach square somewhere in the sukkah of schach. And the second day is that, look, to get a tefach of bamboo, it's a number of bamboos. No, mashu is enough. Even one bamboo is enough, as long as it's al pnei kula. If it goes from one side of the sukkah to the other, if it's al pnei kula, mashu al pnei kula is also sufficient, even if it's not a tefach. Yes, Zach.
So for Beit Hillel to be mashu this sukkah, is this Davar Chadash a prerequisite, or would he say that this is just an addition? Is it already considered?
You're saying, is it a mitzvah min amuvchar, or is it ma'akev even b'di'evet? That's right. What you're asking.
Basically,
okay, that could be a machlokas. We'll see. We'll see in our travels. Sorry. That's a very important question. We're going to get to it. Yes?
Beis Shammai says that it's enough to have the Shema with just machshava, or maybe we'll say befeh. But Beis Hillel is saying that we need a siyah. So isn't
No. Beis Shammai holds you need a machshava, but machshava b'shas asiyah. Beis Shammai is not saying I look at a sukkah and I say rishma.
Right, okay.
That doesn't right. That's there's no hocus pocus.
And we always say
the machshava has to be mitzuref to a ma'isa. Beis Hillel says, but it doesn't have to be mitzuref to the ma'isa of asiyas kol asukkah, as long as it's mitzuref to a little bit, a miktsas lishma, a mashu apnei kula, or tefach al tefach. That's sufficient. Yaakov.
But they're both going to do asiyah. Machukas is very small. It's how much. If you didn't have lishma on your sukkah, the Shammai would say to reapply all the schach. I mean, Sol's going to say just some.
Exactly.
That's the only machlokes.
That's exactly the point, right? You definitely need an asiyah. The question is, how much of an asiyah? How much of the sukkah has to be redone?
When is Beis Hillel?
When is this asiyah for Beis Hillel? Before the Yom Tov. I'm saying before you have to sit in the sukkah.
Okay.
Right? And if it's ma'akeh b'di'evet, if you don't do it, then you can't sit in the sukkah. It's incredible. According to Beis Hillel, if it's ma'akeh b'di'evet, then Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are just arguing about degree, right? Sheer, right? They're not arguing about the din. Both of them hold that you need some kind of lishma. Tremendous chiddush over here. Fascinating, because the Gemara seems to say that Beis Hillel doesn't require lishma by sukkah. He doesn't require lishma by sukkah. He uses the pasuk for something else, and yet, from the Yerushalmi, the Parsha Pshat is Tzarech Lechadesh Badov means Beis Hillel do admit that there is a dinah lishma. Yes.
Which he does consider more mafim, because Beis Shammai saying you have to do nanua, but Beis Hillel saying you have to bring in an entirely different, like an entirely separate object.
Nanua works for both of them. I think both of them would say that you need nasiya. Question is, one of degree, one of sheer. Do you need nasiya in the whole thing?
You have to bring in like another item.
You don't have to bring another item in.
Isn't that the Davar Chadash? Or are you saying that...
No, Davar Chadash means you have to do something Chadash. You don't have to bring in a Davar Chadash. You can pick up the schach up and down.
Oh, so it's just...
A maisa Chadash. A maisa. You have to do some kind of a maisa. This statement of the Yerushalmi is important for maisa. Because without this statement, you'd think that our whole discussion of Sukkah Yeshana is not Lemaisa. It's not relevant Lemaisa, because we don't pass like Beishamai, we pass like Beisilul always. The very few cases where we pass like Beishamai, right? We had Gimel Amad Aleph, the Shir of the Sukkah, we pass like Beishamai. Rosho Verubo Vishulchanu as opposed to Rosho Verubo. But, you know, that's an exception, as Tosis says. A few exceptions, the Yudches Dover and other exceptions that we have that we pass like Beishamai. But normally we pass like Beisilul. So at first glance, the whole sugi of sugi Yeshana is a nice sugi. It's a fancy lumdas, Reb Chaim and the Taz and whatnot, but stumble lishma. But it's not lemaisa. Comes to Yerushalmi and says, don't close the book. Don't close the book. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Sarach lechayish b'adam. Attack of the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavrei Shlam and Vav Sefal quotes this halacha that sugi Yeshana is kshera uvavachi yecharish b'adam or ata begufa l'shem hachag. That you have to be lechayish b'adam. Says the Taz, it's not only relevant for Sukkah Yeshana. It's even relevant for other sukkahs as well that were not made lishma. What kind of a sukkah is that? Can you think of the case? Sukkahs ganda. You thought we were dealing with sukkahs ganda. It's also a nice sukkah, but you know, we're waiting for daftes. Right? Sukkah yeshana b'shamay. So that's the sukkah. That's the sukkah that we really have the lumdus. No. Ganvach and Sukkah Yeshana work together. It's one sugya, because Sukkah's Ganvach, we know, is a sukkah that's not made lishma. Goyim are not shayach to make lishma. Noshim, according to some Rishonim, also might not be shayach to make a cheftzah shel mitzvah, maybe doing lishma. We have to talk about noshim. But b'pshuto, goyim certainly are not shayach to lishma. So Sukkah's Ganvach is mamish, the same as Sukkah Yeshana. So they still hold that Tzarek L'Chanesh B'Davar by Sukkah Yeshana, the Mestalim by Sukkah Ganbach, they'll also say that Tzarek L'Chanesh B'Davar. This is a very important halacha. And it's important to know, is this Ma'akib in the Eved? Is it L'Chatchila? What's the nature of this halacha? It's Hashem, on Monday, we'll try to look at some more makaros, and we'll try to flesh out this inyan as to what exactly Yeshiva Tzarek L'Chanesh B'Davar, both in Sukkah Yeshana and Sukkah Ganbach.